Dr. Ryan, tell us about this mask, this 3D mask that you guys are constructing. Where did the idea come from?
I guess get some terminology bits down. There's a few parts of the personal protective equipment that the province as a whole is working really hard to create. Some are masks, which would cover the nose and the mouth. Other things like gloves and gowns. What we're particularly focusing on in this period of time is actually what we call a shield. So the shield is just a visor piece that would fit over your forehead with a what we're calling a plastic window that would cover your crown of your head down to your neck to prevent from any kind of particle spray from a patient while we're interacting with them in the hospital. So this has kind of been a movement that has been evolving over the last couple months, where shortages of equipment got people into interesting situations, had to get creative, start designing their own ways of coming up with this stuff, and one of which was 3D printing. Myself and my two partners, we founded MunMed 3D, which was a biomedical 3D printing lab at Memorial University as medical students, and a couple years ago incorporated a company to kind of pursue the same thing. So when all this started to evolve in the province, we were contacted to start prototyping our own version of a 3D printed shield and see if we could ramp it up to manufacturing levels to help with the shortages.
It's kind of like a welder's mask, if you will, or a hockey mask without the helmet.
Yeah, so it's like a hockey shield for sure. And like I said, just covers the crown down to the chin. And what we're really worried about is the aerosolized virus. So when the virus is in the air from a sneeze or a cough or anything like that, it's ensuring that as much of your face and neck over to your ears and ideally will be sealed around your whole face so that you can't get exposed to this. The people working in the hospital obviously are the highest risk when you're caring for patients with potential viral infection. So what we aim to achieve with our particular design is maximum coverage. So a little different than a hockey helmet where you're trying to protect from, you know, pucks and falls with your head on the ice. We're actually trying to protect from very small unseen bugs.
Where do you make these things and how many of them can you make? Because obviously people are, you know, in your profession in the medical area are going to need quite a few of them.
In this particular situation, we're in a position where it's kind of a one and done, where when something is used in the hospital, you kind of have to discard it because we consider it contaminated and it can be another object that can risk infecting others. So at this point, we're focusing on making ones and dones, which will be our 3D printing factory that's on 66 Pippi Place. We have it close to up to full capacity right now, which will be, I'm going to put a number on it, but we haven't had a full production day yet, but I'd say about 400 of these visors per day at this point, and we're hoping to get that up to hopefully about 1,000 a week if we can, but that's going to take some fine-tuning, and this is in our one-and-done situation. We're also working on getting a sterilization or sanitization pipeline going in the same facility where these shields will be worn, put through proper sanitization, sterilization processes, and may be able to be reused, but that's going to take a couple more weeks of science experiment. The window portion on the front, that is another thing that is not actually 3D printable because it has to be a particular type of plastic. So that's something that we've been developing really closely with the engineering faculty, and we're hoping to get our first run of those custom cut to fit our design by the end of the week. And the plastic supplies across the world are very low at the moment, so we're just putting our tendrils out everywhere to try to get as much as we can so we can prepare for the coming months. Well, the last thing is just thank the local community too. We put our a notice out just calling for anybody with 3D printers to come drop them off or extra material to come drop them off. And really, like I had the Newfoundland School District, their Brilliant Labs initiative, donated all of their printers to us. Genesis reached out and got in touch with all of their companies that have printers and donated them. Memorial University donated a bunch of printers with MunMed 3D. So really, all of this wouldn't be possible with a larger community effort. So hopefully keep tabs on us and we'll be able to do what we hope we can do.
Dr. Ryan, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.